The title of our story is Great Preparations. As the light of Earth's first day fades into night, something strange and wonderful begins to happen. Silently, mysteriously, the heavy moisture-laden mist that has held close to the ocean begins to rise. All night and all the next morning, it goes up, 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 until it becomes a beautiful, fleecy, white covering high above the world. Between it and the water below, there is a clear, fresh air forming the atmosphere, or the firmament, as the Bible calls it. And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. Perhaps you're wondering why God took one whole day of creation week to make something invisible like the atmosphere, when he gave one day to making the fish in the sea and another to making the animals. But things are not unimportant just because they cannot be seen. The fact is that what God did on the second day was of a very great importance. Everything else depended on it. You see, he was planning to make a beautiful world and to fill it with living creatures, and they would all need air to breathe. He planned to make the birds too, and they would need air in which to fly. Without it, they would be earthbound. He was also about to make trees and plants and flowers, and he knew they would need nitrogen to help them grow. So he mixed it with a little oxygen and made air. Just the right amount of each. Not too much and not too little. Had he mixed in too little oxygen, all his creatures would have suffocated. Had he mixed in too much, one spark would have set the world on fire. God had yet another reason in making the air first. It was to divide the waters above, that is, in the clouds, from the waters under, or in the ocean. The air was to be a barrier between them. Without it, raindrops from a mile-high cloud would have hit the earth like a machine gun bullets, and one heavy downpour would have just about destroyed everything. How wise was it of God to make the atmosphere first, right after he made light and before he made anything else? To have done it otherwise would have been a dreadful mistake. His whole lovely plan might have been spoiled. But God does not make mistakes. And as we think of how he made the world, we feel like saying with Paul, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out." And now Earth's second day is ending. The beautiful white cloud is changing color. Shot through the gold, orange, red, purple, it slowly vanishes in the darkness as the night draws on. 2 days have gone, 2 out of the 6, and all that can be seen is the ocean, the great endless ocean. No land, no living creature, nothing but water. North, south, east, west, only water, water, water. The restless waves rolling on to nowhere. In the darkness of the third evening, it seems as though God has done nothing but lift the moisture-laden mist from the ocean. But he knows better. He is not impatient. He is not hurried. He knows that all is now ready for the next great step in creation. Listen, he's speaking again. And God said, Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. Suddenly the great ocean begins to boil and seethe. There is a mighty shaking and shuddering as out of its depth rise the first needle points of land. Swiftly, continents and islands take shape. Mountains and hills move upward as the water drains from their sides into foaming cataracts. What a night! What a day! As morning draws nigh on the third day, and light shines through the radiant cloud once more, it reveals no longer only an ocean, but great stretches of dry land. It is beautiful land with lakes, rivers, and waterfalls, and beyond it all, the sea. How very wonderful! Yesterday, only an ocean. Today, a beautiful world. Now we know for sure that God has a great plan in mind. He is building something, building a home for somebody he loves.